Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome to the show from Kaleida Health, Jody LeMayo. Good morning, Jody. How are you? Hold on a second. Sorry, Jody. He'll bring you up there. Hi, Jody.
How you doing?
Really good. Looking forward to getting an update on what is happening over at all the Kaleida hospitals right now.
So, and thanks for having us and having me today. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge, Janet, but, you know, we're doing great. And when I say doing great, I think with the circumstances that we're under, we're doing the best that we can do. And so all the kudos, you know, this goes to all these folks who each and every day want to take care of us. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be on with Nick last week, and I talked about this and making sure that we as a community are taking care of that workforce that takes care of us. And so doing the best we can right now, I mean, I'll say this. I'm never going to not tell you the truth. You know, people are nervous. People are anxious. But they're really doing the best that they can, and that's a testament to who they are. So it's been a very, very interesting time. And I do think, Janet, we're in this for the long haul. So this isn't something that's going to, you know, end anytime soon. So we have to really be vigilant and really be compliant on the things that are important. And I've been talking really for the past couple weeks about doing the things that we can control. Right, what control our behaviors, the social distancing, the washing of the hands, and so on.
Jody LeMayo is on the phone with us this morning from Kaleida Health. Jody, in terms of, you know, we hear Governor Cuomo talk about that big wave that's going to crash. Any idea of when? Is it this week? Is it next week? When we're really going to see big numbers of people getting infected with COVID-19?
Yeah, so when you hear the governor talk, there's a couple of things I want to mention about that. In New York, that's not drama. He's not really doing that for any other reason than that's the truth. And the reason I tell you that is I have colleagues and friends in those hospitals down in New York City. So there really is a problem in New York City. And it's very, very sad, and it's very, very serious. Now, whether that we get that type of wave here in Buffalo, no one knows. But the reality, Janet, is it will get worse. So are we a little more prepared than potentially they were just based on density and so on? Maybe. The things that we've done over the past 2 weeks, has that somewhat flattened that wave? We'll see. But the things that we're doing now, I mean, you probably saw this, is that, you know, just increasing our capacity, making sure we're prepared for any type of surge. That's really what's been happening here. So right now, knock on wood, thank God we're not overrun.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the healthcare system is prepared. But he's not kidding, Janet. And it can get really, really, really a whole lot worse in New York City right now. We just can't have that.
No, we can't. How do we increase, like, how do you do your job when you have been the challenge? I don't even think the word challenge is the right word, but add 50% more beds to your hospitals. How do you even, like, I don't know how you do that.
Well, yeah, it's been an exercise that we've been doing really over the past I think it's Thursday or Friday of last week. The first thing you do is you start to decant the hospital. And one of those things is the elective surgery piece. So we stop doing elective surgeries. And that's really the bread and butter of any healthcare system is doing mm-hmm. elective surgeries and scheduled surgeries. So once you do that, I mean, what you really have now and the mandate from the state is what you really have is the sickest people in the community are in the hospital, period. So, you know, I'll just use an example. If you had a hernia surgery scheduled or something along those lines, you're just not going to do it or right. a hip or a, unless it's really emergent. So that takes you down there. And then you got to get really creative and you got to open up floors and you got to open up areas of the hospital that quite honestly, you weren't preparing for to be mm-hmm. hospital rooms or units. And then you got to look at other facilities. And so like things like, you know, DeGraff, can we utilize DeGraff? And we will, can we utilize DeGraff and how many beds can we put in there? The really interesting thing too, Janet, is that our business is really highly regulated. So what the state has done is they've unshackled us.
Right.
So they've let us do a whole lot of things that, you know, 3 weeks ago we never could have done.
No.
So that's a really good thing. So, yep, we have a whole lot more beds, a whole lot more capacity than we did 3 weeks ago. I would love to say we don't need it and we're never going to use it. But we're prepared in the event that it happens.
Jody LeMayo is the president and CEO of Kaleida Health. Jody, I'm thinking about companies that in their businesses might have things that Kaleida Health could use should there be a surge, as we're talking about, whether it's protective gowns, masks, gloves, because we've heard you only have a 10-day supply. Should companies be looking at what they have in their inventory to give to Kaleida?
That would be tremendous, and yeah, absolutely. So we're looking for that. We've done incredible work over the past 3 or 4 days. The community's really stepped up. We've had a whole bunch of people contact our command center to donate and help. So we're chasing down every lead right now. Mm-hmm. And I was telling someone this or a group of people this over the phone the other day. This is when you're talking about a pandemic that's geographically, it's worldwide.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, when you think about other things that we've been through, whether that's a snowstorm that's kind of confined to that area, whether it's Katrina, something like that, you're talking about everybody chasing down the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, I'm not sure we've ever been through anything like that. So if there's anybody out there who needs, who has an opportunity for us to acquire any further PPE, 859-2200, call that command center. You'll be prompted. And of course, obviously we thank everybody for their support in doing that.
So what kind of PPE things would you need? Would it be the gowns, the gloves, the masks?
The yes, and yes. So, you know, the way we're looking at it now, Janet, is if we come out of this, however many weeks, or months this takes, and we have more masks than we need, then fine. But
right.
I don't think we're going to be in a situation where we're kicking ourselves for having too much PPE.
Jody, I have a question about that that big center that's being opened up in New York City, the Javits Center, where the National Guard is coming in to set up a facility. Is that something you've heard about coming to our area, and would they work in concert with you, or would they just do their own thing on a federal or state level?
Well, let me say this. They are working in concert. So I'm on those phone calls statewide.
Mm-hmm.
So when that was happening, we knew that was happening a while ago, and that works. The government's working in concert with the healthcare systems. I don't know, Nick. I mean, let's knock on wood. Hopefully we don't need that type of help and aid. I mean, there's 1,000 beds.
Right.
At the Javits Center, and you know, you got to staff those beds. You have to really get the equipment to do that, the ventilators, so on and so forth. So, hopefully, in this area with all the work and the coordination that's been done through the county as well as the healthcare systems. We're not going to need that, but you know, time's only going to tell.
Jody, is Kaleida, and I know you're two competing companies, but Kaleida Health and Catholic Health, are you together working as the hospitals in our community, just sharing information about what you have at your hospital versus what they have at theirs? Not in terms of equipment,
Every day what's going on is the hospital systems are really working well, and it's really through the work of the Erie County Health Department, so Dr. Burstein and her team, and everybody's sharing what they're doing. I do want to set expectations, though, Janet, of what we can and can't do, mm-hmm. and that's why I've been so vocal about controlling what we can control. We can't test everybody, and you see what's going on, and I know there's a big talk about testing. Here's where we are. We need to test essential employees, our workforce, EMS, and obviously inpatients and so on. But if you're not having symptoms and you're practicing social distancing, and so you don't need to be tested.
No.
We got to control what we can control here, and really obviously be compliant. I keep saying this. And take this very, very seriously. Because, Janet, there's a reality of the test. You can take the test, and you can be negative. And if you're negative, 5 minutes later, 2 minutes later, you can get COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what I don't want to do is confuse the community at all that there's some panacea out there, because there just isn't. It's going to take time, and it's going to take all of us working together and sticking together and doing those really simple common sense things, and we'll come out of this, but it's going to be a while.
I'm just, you know, I feel like, and you know, because you've heard it too, I feel like we all kind of had a preconceived notion of what the coronavirus was and who it affects. And when we first started, you know, where it really became, you know, top of the news and everything, we really felt like it was, you know, people that were older and immune compromised. But now the story is much different and the narrative's different, and it's affecting all age groups. We just heard Gail Burstein yesterday at the county executive's press conference talk about a person in their 20s, 30s, and 40s being, you know, hit with this and hospitalized. And so that's why I was asking about sharing the information, because I think more of that information the community gets, maybe it's a better understanding.
Yeah, and you know, you're right about that. I'll add something to what you just said, too. You know, sometimes in Buffalo, we think it only happens over there. Only happens in New York City or in L.A. or some other city. But it's happening here. And I think it's really important when you talk about the younger generation. The governor's done a really nice job with this over his last few press conferences, because they're the carriers. So, sure, there's an incredibly high likelihood that if someone in their 20s or 30s or 40s, very healthy, gets it, that they're going to be fine. But who they give it to is the problem. So whether that's their, you know, their grandparent, their parent, someone who's compromised, that's the issue. And so that goes back to just social distancing and doing those other things. It's the only way.
Absolutely.
And that's the only proven way.
It's scary. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least worried, 10 being the most worried, where are you at? Tell the truth.
I haven't thought about it that way, but I'm very worried but confident. So, I'm not at a 10 where, you know, I'm panic stricken, because it's not my style. But I'm worried, but I'm confident in what we're doing. When I say we, I mean community wide. So, you know, I'm closer, probably in the 7-8 range, because, Janet, we got to keep the health system upright. So if you ask the question different, what I'm most worried about, we'll get through this. I'm not worried about that. We'll see better days, and we'll come back on the air, and this will be a distant memory.
What I'm most
worried about is the caregivers. I mean, we can't have 50% of our workforce with the coronavirus. We can't have them sick. We have to give them the right resources, the right equipment. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear the governor talk about that. He's 100% right. The county executive is 100% right. So that's where my concern is. So our daily minute-by-minute focus is just keeping them safe. And really, that's a community ask. That's there's only so much we can do. This is a community ask about social distancing. The less sick people there are out there, the more people doing the right thing, the less likelihood anyone in the healthcare system gets sick or any more people get sick.
Exactly. Jody LeMayo, President and CEO of Kaleida Health. Jody, please, if we get to a point at any time where there is a need for something, at least we have got a big signal that we can let a lot of people know very quickly. And so please just know you can lean on us in any way to keep this community healthy. We appreciate you.
No, I appreciate it. And keep, you know, keep, I know people are getting tired of us preaching, but keep preaching because we need you and you guys to spread this word because we got to stop this spread.
Are you going to start doing YouTube videos like our Erie County executive, Mark Poloncarz? He's been posting songs, Jody, and I know you've got a good singing voice, and it brings me comfort.
I got to say, this is really a funny story. So last night, my kids, I'm terrible on that stuff with social media.
On that stuff.
But my kids sent me the link, and I thought he was pretty good.
He is. Yes.
Yeah, I was low-key impressed with that guy. He's a good song singer.
I mean, when he leaves office, maybe he's going to be doing graduation parties. And I don't know
yes, exactly.
Graduation
parties. He can do my wedding.
I was.
Yeah.
Look at the time's a great crisis. You learn all these different things about people. And
yes, you do. Yes, you do.
He's doing it. Look, he's doing a good job in a really tough situation. And if a little music and guitar and whatever.
Oh, you're in for a treat. So yesterday he did 3 a.m. And Jody, I'm going to say thank you and let you go now because I know you got a lot to do today. Keep us posted on anything you need. Jody LeMayo, President and CEO of Kaleida Health.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.